Our smiles ordinarily are born of many kinds of good emotions, which are born of doing good or sympathy or love or kindness or mercy, and all these things reflect as smiles in our face. Oh, he's suffering. Oh, I love you with the love of God. That's the real kind of smile. When you love anybody carnally or for what that face means to you, I don't mean that you should indulge in that smile. The greatest way to smile is to fill your heart with the love of God. Then you will be able to love everybody with the love of God. Then you will be able to smile all the time. All other forms of smiles are flickering because the emotions flicker and pass away, no matter how good they are. Only thing that can last is the joy of God. That is the only time you can smile all the time. Now I put over my point. Otherwise, you will always see when you are merciful and somebody slaps you back, you won't be able to feel that. When you feel human love, as a man, when his wife died, he said, this man was very emotional. So I told him, you will marry within a month. He was very mad with me. He would never see me, but he did marry within a month. His love was so great, he forgot her quickly. I never forget how much Master taught when he told me a little story about his life. He said, when I was young, a little boy, I took a notion to a ugly little dog. And mother brought 40 kinds of ridiculous dogs, and I said, no, I don't want them, I want that dog. That's the hypnosis in so-called romance. They get hypnotized with a face, and they can't forget it. But the real beauty lies not in the dress or the makeup, but in the smile of the soul. When your soul is filled with joy, you are very attractive. Both man and woman are very magnetic, and they can draw their own real mates if they want to get married. I like only the smile of God. Because human beings are puppets, they say, today they love you, tomorrow they are in the grave. Where is that love? Where is that promise? I love you forever. I always watch the moon. I said, how many lovers and beloved under the bowers lied to each other saying, dear beloved, I love you forever. And the moon says, what liars were they? Because their skulls are strewn in the graveyard, or burnt as ashes and strewn with the wind. It's only God. If you can make God once say to you, I love you, I made my master say. And he kept his promise. Though he told others he loved me, he never told me, as you read in my autobiography. But I made him. I wanted to hear that word from him. He never told me that. But he did. And he cried because I forced him to say it. So you see, he was very hard on me, I must tell you that. He used to discipline me right for little things. He never criticized my character or anything. But he always, sometimes I'd get up and wrinkle the blanket, and before 200 people say, look how unmannerly he is. And everybody would laugh at me. Now that's very hard to take. But I never resented him. And as a result, I see why he did that. It was hard to take it. Because those people that were laughing at me, I could teach them many times, many things. But I see why he did that to me, and because I knew that my love was greater than all the criticism he could make. Now I can see all my life, to criticism and praise and blame as I have gone, I have hated nobody. Because when you try to hurt anybody, remember you are forgetting that that person has God in his heart. When Jesus said, take this cup away from me, but nevertheless let thy will be done. He said, if I would, I would borrow 12 legions of angels from my Father, but I will not. Because if he had used physical power of miracles to destroy his enemies, he would have lost God for incarnation. That was the test of God. Because God has all the power and he doesn't use vengeance on us. He uses persuasion, no doubt, by his laws, and pretty bad laws too. If you put your hand in the fire, God will not say, I love you. He would burn you. But God doesn't want you to put your hands. He has given you the freedom to put your hand in the fire. Keep out. Why do you try the fire? But his laws are pretty hard when you break them. But God doesn't punish us. That's why he doesn't talk. But if you look in the sky and the depth of space night and day, calling for the mother of the universe, you can drag her in the net of devotion on the shores of your heart. Night and day. Why do you waste your time for a little human love and money and this and that? When you have the whole thing, all the love that is in the world, all the power that is in the world, that's in God. But don't seek him for power, but seek him for love. That's where God is weak. When you give him love, he cannot contain himself anymore. Smiles are born due to the identification of the mind with the different forms of the senses. Some face is beautiful and you like it. Some flower is beautiful, you smile. Some sweet music you hear and you smile with joy. That's good. Some wonderful fragrance strikes your olfactory nerves and you smile with pleasure. Some wonderful food touches your gustatory nerves, your taste nerves, and you smile. You shake hands with somebody who is wonderful spiritual, and you smile with joy. Those smiles are wonderful. There are various degrees of smiles. When your emotion is overwhelmed, it is too boisterous on the face. That means you are losing the real joy of the depth of an emotion. When you smile less and feel more deeply about that smile, the joy, the psychological joy corresponding to that smile will be greater. So it is not good to smile, as I say, to have horse laughter. Some people say, ha 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 ha, all day long laughing, ha 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 ha, until you just want to run from there. It's excellent the nerves. But just gentle smile. Smile born of some sweet music, or sweet touch, or smell, or some visual impression is beautiful. But I don't mean that you should always be on the guard lest you smile too much. Oh no. Live so abundantly in bliss that your smile will not be boisterous, but very suggestive. And wherever you are, it will just overpower people with the little vibrations that you start in your face. But behind that vibration will be the smile of your heart. And behind the smile of your heart will be the smile of the soul. And behind the smile of the soul will be the smile of the spirit. Then you will be able to smile all the time. Do not act like naughty boys in a boarding house, trying to relax everybody and take away from their serious purposes. When I was in boarding houses, I used to make them laugh and suddenly stop and bring their minds to my side, to serious thinking and meditation. If I didn't smile, they would have shunned me. Meditate more. You do not know how wonderful it is. It's much greater than hours going after money, hours going after human love, or anything else that you can think of. The more you stay in this center and meditate, that's what I did these days. I am always there now. Nothing affects me, whether in the car or with people, it's always there. I have attained my smiles because of hard work. The smiles are there, the joy and the bliss are there. You don't have to acquire them, but remember them again, for you have lost them by identifying with the senses and thinking that objects of sight or objects of hearing, smell, taste and touch will give you the supreme pleasure. You are mightily mistaken. They only take away pleasure. They do not really give you pleasure. As you build more conditions, if I cannot see that face and hear that voice or music or this and that, you will never be happy. If you saw all the beautiful faces of the world, if you heard all the music and tasted and touched everything that you wanted, you will still be very unhappy. The more you try to find your smile, digging where the smiles don't come from, If you try to dig your smiles from the stone of senses, you won't find them. Verily, you'll imagine you are happy. Sometimes you are digging and digging and digging for some, getting at an object, and even if you don't find, just because you put so much labor on yourself, you become happy. Even the most tedious things in life, when you do with concentration, you become happy. That's because you get back your happiness after you put condition on that happiness, and when that condition is met, you become happy again. Even if you have to do a drudgery work, you have to turn a wheel in a machine, and you are humming inside. After a little while, no matter how bothersome it is, you begin to like it, because your mind is away from it, and you get back your joy from inside. So do not seek your happiness in the senses. Seek your happiness within and express it in your face. When you do that, wherever you'll go, a little smile will bring, surcharge everyone with your magnetism. Everybody will be happy. I don't think consciously I have made any person unhappy in this world. But I can't help if anybody is jealous of me and becomes unhappy. If anybody is jealous of you because of being good, then you smile a smile of pity. And be more humble. For in the valley of humbleness, God's bliss ocean will gather. And on the mountain top of ego, His mercy rain will not gather at all. Be humble, and you'll know more you are in bliss, more than reading all the books in the world, more than wasting your time in so many things. And in America, everybody is busy. And if you keep on running after too many hobbies, you won't have any time left for bliss. I see so many are busy doing so many insignificant things and this and that. Well, I say, I don't make any rules in that respect about loving God. But I see so many of the disciples lose much time. They are wonderful, as I have said, they are angels, nothing short of angels. Most of them are, almost all of them. As Divine Mother promised me last summer, that I sent you a few bad ones in the beginning to test your love for me. I am sending you angels now. We are 120 strong now, instead of 25 which used to be. The thing is, I remember in the years ago, we had a few, and they were always afraid who would come and start to reform us. And they needed the reforming so badly. I never lifted my finger to hurt anybody, yet if you wanted to hurt me, they severely hurt themselves. But I see now the Divine Spirit is sending angels. I don't know why to keep them now, there are so many coming. It's wonderful to see. And that's how we make the disciples of the order, or the ministers of the order, those that will minister unto others through love and kindness and not through egotism. We watch the karma, the good karma of the past. That's why we draw those people, and God sends those people unto us. It is not good to give a title of deity to anyone who has an intellectual power or power of memorization. Well, he gets a deity, and then you tell him he is a doctor of divinity and he is only a doctor of delusion. To be a real minister, the greatest qualification is that you have a store of good karma of the past, and that you want to add to your past good karma by doing good karma willingly. That's why I again and again tell all the residents of the colony, it is based on your free will and 100% desire to be good. We do not want anyone with 1% less. Not 1% less. It is based on your own will, or get out. Because you don't want to force anybody. And it's most wonderful to see how many wonderful souls are 100% following this path. That's why I don't have to say anything. But we give them discipline. I meditate upon them almost every day as I go through their souls, as I feel happy, I don't say anything. And I see the change upon them. For it is God only who changes, not we. We must not at all ascribe to ourselves the power to do good. Only one that does good is God. It is His world. And if you love Him, only one thought from Him will change others and heal others. And as soon as you say, I will do it, it will be finished. You may have a little power, because God has given you some powers. But that power, will be exhausted very quickly. But if you feel Him as the indweller of this body, and He who works everything, give Him good and bad actions, everything to Him, and you'll be surprised to see that suddenly you'll be changed, your all actions will be changed to good. Because you will not be able to do anything wrong with the consciousness of God. Give it to Him. It's He, not I, Lord. Not I, Lord. Destroy that ego. That ego is a great obstruction. You are not the doer. You can't lift your hand if the Lord stopped the little beam in your medulla. It'd go dead like that. Why? When you don't know anything about the mechanism. Another thing that I realized lately, when I was sitting with a great soul at Encinitas, I was surrounded, it was very cold. You know, in one second time I couldn't feel the cold at all. Joy came over. And once in a while I'd see everything and once everything wiped away, just like the beam of a motion picture. The beam is there, there is nothing there, and I see the picture at the end. And I change to the beam, there is nothing. And I concentrate on the picture, I see the picture. I concentrate on the world, I see the world. I concentrate on God, and there was no world, even with open eyes. Why not? Can you see anything without your consciousness? No. So when you have full mastery over your consciousness, even with your open eyes, as you look within, you feel that great joy and light. As you look out through your consciousness, you see everything there. This is a motion picture of God. And I could see one side the sensations and thoughts were the dreams of my own consciousness which came from God, and as I retired within there were no sensations at all. Just pure joy. And standing in that terrific cold, bare body, I could feel that cold and scenery disappear and joy alone come. Then I could feel the slight impressions of sensations with that great joy. Practice it. Don't be satisfied with a little prayer or seeing a little light or going to bed. Sleep is a drug. There is much more beautiful thing than sleep. And if you can fairly control sex, and if you can fairly control the senses, and go after God with all the power of your soul, He will free you. Even if you are the greatest moralist and greatest spiritual man, without the perception of God you have nothing. You have very little. But if you have the love of God, and if you try to perceive Him, you will see that you have obeyed all rules by that perception. So do not deceive yourself. Meditate more unceasingly, unceasingly and sincerely. Tell God, you know, I know my troubles, I know my weaknesses. But Lord, they belong to you because you created me. But Lord, I have no wish. My virtues and vice, if any, belong to you. But I love you, Lord, because you are the one that's playing and you are free, so am I free because I am your child. Don't call yourself a sinner. Don't call yourself a virtuous man and be proud. But say that the Lord is with you and He is working through you. No one else there. And you will see a different world. Without the consciousness of God, this world is full of struggle, murders and terrible things. But with Him, it's the nest of happiness. I remember when I was watching the Song of Bernadette, I saw twice the picture in succession and I was crying all the time. Overwhelmed. And joy also possessed my heart. But at last I said, what's the matter with me? I looked at the pictures and I saw shadows and light and looked at the beam. It was an invisible beam and I lost the consciousness of drama. I couldn't cry anymore. I walked out. Then the great joy of spirit came over me. See, when you are concentrated on this drama of life and get hurt, You'll be all the time hurt or smiling and hurt alternately. But if you say this is all a picture show of God, troubles and tragedies, life and death, these mean nothing to God. God can duplicate any person that has gone out of the world in a second. He wants you to know that. He wants you to know this is a show. But if you take this so serious, you are going to get very hurt and you won't like it. You won't be able to stand life. You won't be able to stand disease and pain. Whenever anything hurts the body, I put my mind here, I feel no pain at all. When I concentrate, I feel the illusion of pain. When I concentrate on the part hurt, I feel the illusion of pain. So the thing is this, if you keep your mind here, you will not feel pain and suffering and sorrow. Keep your mind here and pray unto Him unceasingly. And don't be satisfied, you have spent so much time, lost so much time. Death may take you away at once and then you won't have time to know Him. So you must know Him before you go on. And it is never late, no matter how you are being torn. Say, it is a drama, Lord. Don't frighten me, I want to see Your being. I want to feel Thy presence. He won't let you out of this hospital of delusion until you cure yourself of your individual desires. You must get out of your individual desires. Do everything for God. You know, working for God is just as much as meditation, but activity without God will not give you that happiness that you will find. If you meditate on God at night until you are lifted and feel locked in that joy, then come down and do activity during the day, you will be always with God. And He will always smile. And He will say, the little bit of sorrow and the little bit of exciting pleasure or boredom or a little bit of peace cannot create tumult in the ocean of calm, ever new bliss. My soul is filled. I challenge everything to destroy my peace, my bliss. I and danger were born together, and I, the eldest brother, more dangerous than danger. Laugh at delusion, watch it, and it cannot work on you anymore. Be in that bliss. Stand unshaken amidst the crush of breaking worlds, and you shall find that God is real. He doesn't mean to hurt you. He has made you in His image. He has made you already what He is. That's what you don't realize, because you acknowledge that you are a human being. That's why you have to climb back to God. Deny your errors, and what is in the past doesn't belong to you anymore. Why talk of karma and karma? I'm so tired of Americans talking of karma. India fell politically because of too much believing in karma. I remember a student in Seattle, they used to have a cranberry patch. These both husband and wife. Every year they used to lose thousands of dollars, and they came to consult me. You are with God, I said. I will talk about it. I said, the answer lies in you. Why did you allow yourself to suffer such losses? Is there any means, any other means to destroy the freezing? I said, yes. Think, the answer is going to come. What about strewing some chemicals? I said, yes. Fire an airplane and throw this dust of chemicals, something which you knew. Well, next year he made $25,000 first time. Every year he made many thousands after. The thing is, there is a common saying amongst people, Palatika palam nacha bhupalam nacha vidda. Fate is supreme and it must take its course as the cow follows the calf. Neither education nor power is of any consequence. Now that's a stupid statement. I am the child of God. He is praying, He is not sinful. I one day said to the Lord, and I asked His pardon, I said, Lord, You are the greatest sinner and You are the greatest virtuous one, because I see the being creates the villain and the virtuous. And God laughed. And I said, how can I be Your child if I have karma, good or bad? He laughed. He liked it. He wanted me to be one with Him. Then I would have all the fun. So what's the fun of the world? But I always cannot reconcile this thought that there are many, Lord, millions who do not know that this world is only a drama. What about them? He doesn't answer. I know the answer. But I don't like it. But so many who do not know this is a delusion, and when you are suffering from cancer, it is no fun. But when you sleep, you forget the cancer. If you are one with God, you will forget all the terrible troubles. I know some saints had terrible cancer, but those saints never prayed for their cancer. Look at Saint Francis, he had ophthalmia, all kinds of diseases, and at the same time he was healing the dead. This joy of God could not be taken away. So before any trial of disease comes, it is very troublesome before you have realized God. So by all means get to Him, and He won't let you there unless you have proved to Him that you want Him and do not want to get mixed up in His show. As long as you want to reform the world and do something tremendous, it's wonderful, yes, you should do. But as long as you think that you are the doer, you will be bound and you won't be let out. First find Him, while all the time do some good and awaken people and smile all the time with His joy, then you shall know this world, though terrible, is only a place of cosmic motion picture, and the motion picture has to be different in order to be entertaining. We couldn't have only angels walking on this earth. Then nobody would be interested in this world. They will always yawn at each other. But there are so many bad people that when some become good, it's wonderful. When you have lots of sorrow, then when you have a little happiness, you appreciate. But we don't have to go through all these terrible troubles. I said, Lord, you never experimented with this drama of sorrow and pleasure on yourself, so I said, why do you experiment on us? He has given me the thought to think, so I think all these things every day. It doesn't create any distrust, because He is with me, He smiles at me, tells me why it is so. But unless you become Him, you cannot understand the whole business. Don't question God. You will only reap doubt. If you are reading a novel and you get very much frustrated and angry, oh, how this hero is being mistreated, how this villain is winning, and you see all these chapters contradicting each other, well, you will not like to read this novel. But when you read the last chapter, you will see how wonderful that novel is, because it's so complex. This creation is wonderful, it's very complex, that's why, and the writer is God. And don't try to get the answer yourself, you will be lost. When you find Him, He will, in the last chapter, give you an answer for everything you want to know. And you won't be able to question Him when you hear His answers. That I know. Many things that I questioned and doubted, and this is my latest thing which I am telling God, Lord, why don't you experiment? You never felt suffering and sorrow. You created suffering and sorrow. Why do you try it on us? And you know what He said? He says, I didn't. I made you just as much as myself. Why do you concentrate on that? I said, Lord, you didn't have to concentrate on sorrow and pleasure. You are always happy. No, He said, I wanted to divide myself and I am bringing them all back to me. What are you going to say? This is the hobby of God. And it's a terrible hobby. Unless you get out, you don't know whether you will be lying down with cancer or trouble or your life snapped out by automobile or what not. Why live in this terrible world with this terrible fear? Live with God. And no fear in the world. All fears will be afraid of you. You will be free from this cosmic delusion. Then you will smile. I know it all. At last I know it all. But don't try to know first. Love God first and He will tell you everything. And then smile, 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 eternally smile. And your thoughts and everything will have that smile. Wherever you meditated, that will leave a fragrance of smile. And whoever will come in contact with you, your writings, or where you meditated, they will smile with God. Then it is, you can smile all the time when you smile with the eternal bliss of space. Raise your hands. The Heavenly Father, I surrender myself to Thee. I am Thine. Receive me. I bow to the Heavenly Father, Jesus, the great Masters and Guru, I bow to them again and again. May Thy love shine forever on the sanctuary of my devotion. May I be able to awaken Thy love in true heart. I am Thine, receive me. the thought of peace and joy. Make your life different by 100% following self-realization and meditating upon God. God ever bless you.